On our morning show today from WRCO, we have a return visit from Randy Enos of Summit Ridge Supper Club between Laval and Mauston. We must not have scared you away last year, Randy.
Oh, no, no. We've had a lot of good feedback from down this way, guy, Phil.
So appreciate you coming in here and talking about it. People ask me all the time, where is this place? Because you have a Waniwok address.
Oh, we don't. We don't. In all our advertising, we don't put Waniwok. And there's nothing against Waniwok, but we're on right there on Highway 58 there between Mauston and Laval, right on the state highway there. It's the highest point in Juneau County up there.
Thus the name, the Summit, right?
Summit, yeah. Elevation 1292. So, it's the highest point.
My goodness. So you're here to talk about some of the special things because this is the first official weekend of summer, I guess, coming up here.
Yep. We, I tell you what, it started 8 years ago. Terry Luke and Jen Luke and I bought the place and we, thinking outside the box, what can we do to, Friday night or Wednesday nights are chicken and dumpling. Thursday night was open. Friday night is fish fry and shrimp. And, Saturday nights are prime rib. What can we do to get another day in there? So, in 18, when we bought the place, Mother Nature, she gave us a lot of water. A lot of water around Laval area and flooded out a lot of places. Well, poor Rock Springs, they had a car show and, that town got wiped out two or three times and they finally dispersed to the car show. So I said, Terry, why don't we do a car show on Thursday night? So, we talked to some locals and, a lot of people's tried it. They try it on weekends and, very well, soon as summer starts, weekends are booked. Everybody is booked. There should be a 3-day weekend instead of a 2-day weekend. But we started doing the car shows on Thursday night there. I think it's been 7 years we've been doing the car shows, and they're really going over well.
Yeah, people come, maybe some different folks all the time?
Oh, all the time. I would say there's 30-40% new every week, something new every week. They're coming from Avoca, they're coming from Muscatine, they're coming from Toma, they're coming from Nacita. We're out in the middle of nowhere, but we're in the middle of everywhere. Mm-hmm. This coming Sunday is our first, so we needed a start point and a stop point with the car shows. So we said, hey, Sunday of Labor Day, or Memorial Day, I'm sorry, got my days mixed up. Sunday of Memorial Day is our first one, and Sunday of Labor Day is our last one, and then it's every Thursday night. And every car show, we have live music, no DJs, nothing against them, but we have live music, and we do barbecue chicken. I keep the word barbecue out, but it's, charcoal chicken, we've had a lot of feedback on that. So, this Sunday we're starting out. The Eric Nossinger band is playing up there. I tell you, he's a legend over there from Lafarge area. He's been very good and done good in his life. And
he's a good draw. A lot of people.
He is. Oh my
like
gosh. We had him. This is the third year we've had him up there, and he really draws a crowd. 2 years ago, Memorial Day, if we all remember, it rained from 7 in the morning till 7 that night. So we moved him inside, and we still had a good following with him. So cars didn't show up, but we had the good attendance for the Eric Nofsinger band. So that's one thing about the Summit up there. We have a huge dance floor, so we can put him inside if we have to.
The weather sounds pretty good.
It's
favorable for you, Randy.
Like a home run. I tell you what, last year, we just shook our heads. It starts at 1 o'clock. The music starts at 1 o'clock. And I tell you, by quarter after one, the place, we were filled up with cars and they were parking down both sides of the road in the neighbor's lawn. And it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. We just shook our heads and said, wow. And hopefully we'll have a repeat of that this year. So we're going to try to find a couple more parking spots and go from there.
Ever have to push any of those old cars up that hill? That's a big hill.
Well, some of them don't make the, yeah. Some of them don't make the trip home, you know. I've had several, you know, rollbacks come to haul them home, you know, or some of them old Model Ts, the brakes, you know, you hear a lot of stories. Oh, the brakes were warmed up by the time you hit the bottom of the hill, you know, and, oh, yeah, one gentleman, they were coming up, and, you know, you got to be careful, but this was 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and he hit a deer with his. It's like, ouch, you know, but, yeah, it's a lot of stories up there. And like I said, you don't have to be in the car shows. You know, we have UTV parking. You can get there with UTV. We got designated parking right across the road there. And a lot of people grab their lawn chairs, come out and spend the night, listen to the music. So it's awesome.
Absolutely. So that's this Sunday. I know you get involved in a lot of good causes as well. And I think you've got one coming up on the 6th of June, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, if you locate where we're at or notice where we're at. Mile Bluff Medical Center is right down below the hill there towards Mauston, just coming into Mauston. And they got a hold of Jennifer and booked, that's on a Saturday, I believe, 1 to 6. And they have three bands themselves, Jim Giebel and Raisin Red and Acoustic Blues Band. And so they got, I think they're giving away, Jay's in Mauston, I think, donated a four-wheeler they're giving away too that day. So, yeah, that's interesting. A lot of baskets, I've heard. And so it's a good fundraiser. So, I mean, we do have a schedule of events out there on Facebook, if you watch us on Facebook. And like I said, we got car shows every Saturday night. Every Saturday. No, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday. I screwed up there, Phil. So,
but that the Healing Harmonies Music Benefit is a Saturday, the 6th of June, that will go on that day. So, yeah. So lots of things going on the schedule at Summit Ridge. Certainly, a lot of folks find you, you know, maybe just kind of happening through there, you know?
Well, and, this radio station, we do advertise down here on this, and we do get some feedback down here. You know, it's probably a 30-35 mile drive up there through you know, Ironton and that, and Laval.
Laval.
We do get a lot of feedback. I heard it on radio and heard you on radio, and yeah, it's a good family radio station down here.
Yeah, we try to be.
Yes.
The supper club, it's kind of, there was a time when maybe that was an old saying, but I think the term has kind of come back in vogue, Randy.
You know, I think everything goes in fads. You know, it came in strong, and then the supper club's kind of faded out. Now the word supper club is coming back. Everybody's looking for a good supper club. You know, I'm not saying we got the best food. I don't brag about our food, but that's for you to judge and brag about. So, yeah. We call it supper club, but I call it a super club. So, yeah, it's all good.
Good way to put it. Yep. You have the special nights, you know, the chicken and dumplings and all that stuff.
Oh, that's on.
What's your favorite night?
Oh, every night. Oh, we have Austin Broasted Chicken. That's on Wednesday night. That's been going strong every Wednesday night. We had homemade dumplings, and he comes with a soup and a small salad on Wednesday night. Thursday night's our car show, and then Friday night we got the fish fry and a lot of people brag about our shrimp. I, you know, that's for you to brag about, not me. And then Saturday night's our prime rib. And then Sunday, we the dining's closed, but we got high top tables in the bar. So it's just the cook and the bartender. So bear with us. And they usually run a special on Sundays. So it's a good, you know, drive up there in the four-wheeler. You can get there.
Boy, you have a lot of pressure, not only, you know, trying to run a farm and then also trying to run a restaurant.
I was listening to you. I was out spraying this morning there, Phil.
You're a glutton for punishment. You have some late nights probably, right?
I got to get her done before this car show starts, Phil. So we got a lot on our plate, but we'll be ready Sunday, and it'll be a great, great day. So like I said, Eric Knopfsinger, you know, hopefully you don't try climbing no trees again. If you heard about him last year, last fall, he climbed a tree or something, fell out of a tree, broke both legs.
Yes.
So he's up and going strong. I talked to him. He says, you bet I'll be there. So we're looking forward to it. And, you know, Memorial Day, we have a moment of silence because, you know, there's people every year that are not with us no more, you know, and the band, Eric Knopfsinger's band's got a steel guitar player, Buddy Higley, and he's no longer with us, you know, so he had a talent, You know, to sit there on that steel guitar and play, you know.
He was very, very good.
Yeah, very good. You know, so we have a moment of silence. I got somebody coming in to sing the national anthem, and, you know, it's a moment to remember. It's a moment to celebrate. So, we honor the veterans year-round at the Summit Ridge.
That's good. But it's good to remind people why we have a three-day weekend, too, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's not just for the party or the car shows.
Absolutely. We want to also talk about, you have a show coming up on the 19th of June. I think we talked about this last year, but it's a suicide prevention night to bring awareness there. Could you talk about that?
If you look at our events, go on the Facebook, look at our schedule of events, and there's a lot of work to book all these bands. We book them in January, and you know, we get this printed up in February, and some highlights didn't make the print, and so if you look on it, the 19th of June is not on there. It's on a Friday night, suicide prevention. I think it's a third or fourth year they've been up there. They've another Fine Mess band is playing there. They're an awesome band from Austin area. They do very well. So they do a few auction items and you know, baskets, and they do a fundraiser to raise money for the suicide prevention. We all know some people, you know. It's just we don't want to talk about it, but I think we should talk about it sometimes.
Yeah, Farmer Angel Network, I think we've had them on the program from time to time.
Yeah, I think they're part. I think so. So, so that's June 19th. Mark it on your calendar. June 13th, that's 8 years we've had the place up there. Man, and it started in Florida. We're sitting at the airport on spring break, and the Hartree family had it listed through a realtor, and he says, I says, Terry, they just lowered the price on the Summit. And he says, let's buy it. And my jaw dropped, and a lot of wows. And 4 months later, we had it bought. So, and we put it back on its map. We put it back on the map.
You did. Yeah. It was kind of learning on the job, right?
Oh, my gosh. You know a lot Terry about what to do. Terry was a mechanic, and Jen worked at the hospital. And I had my own welding business, did a little farming, and we own a supper club. Wow. You know? Holy crap. we gave away a lot of gift certificates that first month, but I tell you what.
Just to get people in the door, I suppose.
Well, just to cover our screw-ups.
Oh, you know, I see.
The cooks we had hired, and nothing against them, but they weren't used to the bigger crowds. You know, they were used to their little crowds. Well, then all of a sudden, word got out that, oh, Terry and Randy bought it. Holy crap, we got to go, you know. And, you know, I wish they'd have slowed down just a little bit to get us in the rhythm of the kitchen and, you know, just learning everything. But we got through it, and now we're rocking. So we appreciate our customers. They bared with us, and it's a good family-oriented place up there.
You bring up a good point, too, because I don't care what business you run, it's hard to find help. But how many, on a typical night, how many do you have to employ there?
You know, when that restaurant, when the restaurant opens up, we immediately have minimum of 12 people employed. You know, it's like, wow, that's a lot of food. And with the food prices, you know, I know Terry mentioned 3 or 4 months ago, he said, I don't know what we're going to do with the ribeyes. You know, they're getting $16 a pound, our cost, you know, and we bared with it. We didn't raise our prices, and, you know, it's came down some, but, you know, we'll get through it. We just, it's hard to keep pushing that price onto the customer, but, you know, we got to eat it. You know, another thing that's hidden is deep fryer oil. You know, when we bought the place, we're getting it for $35 a jug. It's $65 now.
Really?
You know, it's just hidden.
Wow.
You don't see that. You know, that gets dumped down the drain, basically. You know, it's another added cost to the food cost. So, but we're not complaining. We're proud of what we got built, and we're going to have an awesome summer.
Things have changed. You know, it used to be look for the $5 fish fry. You can't find that anymore.
Oh, boy. Terry told me what the price of a case of fish was the other day. It's like, wow.
Mm-hmm. And shrimp is really scarce.
It's everything. What hasn't gone down? Except except your wage, probably, huh?
Sure.
Oh, shoot.
But, I mean, all in all, and you're probably always looking for help, aren't you?
Oh, we are. If you look us on Facebook, we're always hooked. Well, we're always looking because, you know, it's just, I don't know. You know, a lot of young kids, you know, it's their first job. And, you know, on Friday night, it gets crazy there, you know. But, you know, it's just us older people, they kind of show them the way. And if they can do it, we can do it, you know. So it's good to see them grow and prospect into a good adult, you know, and see them at graduation time.
So. Yeah, give them their first job.
Yes.
So
yes.
Where do you fit in terms of the workforce there?
Oh, my gosh, you just kind of had to ask me that, huh?
Wherever they need you.
That, basically, yes. I don't I don't sling drinks much anymore, and unthaw more fish or carry food out, or our kitchen is not that big, so, you know, we got to, as soon as that bell rings, grab the food and get it out to the customer. It don't matter. Your waitress is probably taking another order, you know, but get it out to the customer so it's fresh and hot. So, and, you know, I'm the loud guy, and I'm the loud guy around there, but sing happy birthday if they got a happy birthday, you know, so.
You're the greeter.
Oh, yeah. That one Wednesday night, I think I sang happy birthday three times. I'm going to start IDing people because I think they just wanted to hear me sing again.
Whatever it takes, sounds like. Yeah. Always a good time, it sounds like, at Summit Ridge.
It's crazy. We got a new band stage coming up there, and it's a good theme for the car show. We had the bands years ago or on the deck facing the other way, and now on special occasions we'd bring trailers in and face the band towards the building. We had a lot of good response with that. The music sounded better, and so now we're flipping it around and facing the building, and the only gripe we got is the neighbors towards Most, and they can't hear the music now, so the people towards Laval can hear it, you know, so.
They just got to come up to Summit Ridge instead of staying home, right?
Yeah.
You've got some great bands, though, and maybe we could go over the list of some of them coming up this summer.
Yeah, Jen and the Junkyard Dogs, that's June 4th. She's a local over by the clinic area. They got a good deal there going, and like I said, we got the Mile Bluff Medical Center with the three bands there, and then Three Souls Band. They're playing up there, I think, three times. They're a good fill-in band. They're a good all-around band, fun band. Our eighth-year anniversary is June 13th. It's the Now Band. We changed the time on that. I tell you, it's hard to stay up till midnight anymore, you know. So we moved the band up to 7:30 or 7 to 10:30 during. That's on a Saturday. We've had it 8 years there. So we're looking forward to that. And the Barracuda Band's playing. Jimmy Anderson and Two Sticks. Here's another. I'm going through the list here. June 27th. We talked about it last year here, and it's. It's on a Saturday, and it's Hogs for Heroes and Local 139. Now, if anybody in the workforce, a lot of people have heard the Local 139. That's the operator's engineer. They hooked up with Hogs for Heroes, and they do a poker run up there on the ridge, motorcycles and UTVs. So they start out, just show up, sign up the 27th. They have a huge tent up there. They have baskets. They got silent auction. And they do the poker run. Motorcycles go out in two different batches. They make a bigger run. I believe last year they stopped over here where all the flags are over here.
At the American Legion.
Yep, they stopped there and honored that. And then they get back to the summit around, 3:30. But here, then there's a ceremony that starts. Not really a ceremony, but they give away, between the Hogs of Heroes and Local 139, they give away two Harleys that day at the summit. And what they give away, they give it to two veterans. So it's not like you a veteran comes, you put your name in a hat, and we draw it for it. No, it's they write an essay or something why they deserve the bike, why they want to get back on a bike. And, you know, it's usually quite a story in their life. You know, what happened in, Nam is getting, but Desert Storm or whatever. You know, there's a story behind it. And they get back here, a year or two ago, the one got back here, and he was a police chief, or not police chief, a cop, and his partner got shot and died in his arms, you know. So, you know, there's stories behind it, why they deserve it, you know. And it's very, it gets you teared up a little bit.
I bet.
So it's a good, even if you don't do the poker run, come on up for, you know, at the summit there, you know, at 4 o'clock, 3:30 or that, and watch it. It's quite a deal. And, you'll get a tear in your eye. Just be the story that we give away. And then the guy from the year before gives the key to the new guy. You know, they give away new bikes, but the guys that won it, the guys or gals won it the year before, gives the new key to the new owners. So it's a good deal.
Yeah, it is. And I think they support veterans' families real well,
big
too,
time,
don't they?
Big time, yeah. Phil. Big time. Yeah. So, and then right after that, we do have another fine mess playing there again, 6 to 10. So, yeah. So then Thursdays before the 4th is usually a big one up to the summit. We got another fine mess playing there. So I think another fine mess is going to camp out up there.
Sounds like it, yeah.
So, yeah, Jim Williams Band. July 9th, that's right after the 4th of July, the Thursday after the 4th of July, we honor fire departments. So we call all the fire departments and, you know, bring up a fire truck. You know, a lot of it's the vintage trucks. We don't care if it's the vintage or the new one. You know, a lot of the new ones, you know, Reedsburg, I know, brought theirs up. And, oh, my God, we got up here without brakes. Now we got to get home without brakes, you know. So
it was an old one.
Yeah, it was an old one. Yes, yeah, not a new one. So, you know, and that's not just firemen, too. If you got a vintage one out there, you know, in your garage or something, or even a vintage military, you know, bring her up there. That's Thursday right after the 4th of July. I'm trying to read here.
July 9th.
July 9th, yeah. And then we got the Jammers Band, and that's just a bunch of local talent. Oh, they hibernate around the Dutch Hollow area and that, and it's just a lot of family-oriented band there. So that 5 to 9 for that car show. And, yep, Barracuda Band, Three Souls again. Oh, here's another one here. Swing Crew. Who has not ever heard of Swing Crew?
They've been around for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. You know, years ago, my friends were out in Colorado and went to a ski resort, and here Swing Crew was playing out there, you know, they're from Reedsburg area. So, yeah, they've been around for 100 years. The Adam Bardos Band, he's a one-man band, but the first time we heard him, I was parking cars, and it's like, when is he going to start singing? And here he was singing for 20 minutes, and I thought it was the DJ playing, you know, or the record playing. But, no, he's a very good singer. So, yeah. That's our last car show is September 6th, Section 8 Band. So, yeah, like I said, the car shows are from Memorial Day to Labor Day. There's a couple dates here, in October. It didn't make the schedule. There's a gentleman, he's a local gentleman. A lot of people know him. He's kind of a legend. And the Buddy Dogs. Buddy Dogs is a good friend of mine. He called me or talked to me the other day. And he says, Randy, he says, he's getting up there. We're all getting up there, you know. And he says, what's the dates look like in October? And he says, hey, we got probably a lot of them open. And he says, well, he says, I think it's time to hang the band up. So tentatively, Buddy Dogs, you know, he sold cars for Marty Kanica. He sold realty. He's been an auctioneer. He ran Scenic Bluffs Equipment Union Center, and he's pulling baggers around for the Lanky business there, the egg bags business. So October 4th, that's on a Sunday. Just watch us on Facebook. We haven't got nothing down in writing yet, but I think we're planning on having Buddy up there. Buddy Dogs and his band up there on October 4th. And then October 18th is the Country Music Association. They rotate once a month, and we have them up there October 18th.
Good spotlight on local talent that
yes,
day, too.
Yes, so that's local, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's all good. So,
well, that's quite a season there for you.
It is an awesome. We have 24 bands hired this summer, not counting the two in October. It's crazy.
Good luck for that. And again, in inclement weather, you're still going to probably have it indoors then, right?
We watch it. The Eric Nofsinger Band will. A lot of the car shows we will cancel, or, you know, a lot of people call us or that, you know, what's the weather look like? You know, 2 years ago, Mother Nature was really playing curveballs with us all, you know, seems like every Thursday night. But last year was great. So, yeah, I don't know. I should let you talk once in a while, Phil. I feel like I'm taking the show over.
No, that's all right. Well, you can. I'll go down and get a cup of coffee. But we appreciate you coming down and talking about it. And, Summit Ridge, located between Laval and Mauston, right as you hit the top of the hill.
It's the highest point.
Yeah.
It's the highest point. You bet.
And you've got a lot of things planned. And again, if somebody's coming to your car shows on Thursday night, what's a good time to arrive there then?
Well, they go. Usually the music starts at 4 to 9. Some bands only play a 3.5-hour gig. Most of them play 4-hour gig. We got a guy pretty much there every week, and he comes from Lodi, you know, and he's there at, 4:30. I got to get my chicken, you know. And every car show, we do the chicken. Even if you're not into the car show and into the chicken, you know, you can come early and grab a chicken to go. And you just pull up, and we have it kind of a buffet style. You grab a half a bird, and you put what sides you want on it, and out the door. You're out the door in 5 minutes. So, if you're pressed for time, it's quicker than a drive-thru. So, give us a whirl up there.
Some of the cars probably have a little bit of a wow factor too, don't they, Randy?
Oh my gosh. It's, we don't judge the cars. That's one thing. You know, I've only had two people in 7 years say you should give trophies. And the people that's got the really, really nice cars, they don't want no more trophies, for one thing. And all it's going to do is create an argument. You know, my car is better than that car because, and why not just stay on a friendly tone? When you pull in, we give you a theater ticket, just one per car. That's $3 towards a drink of your choice, whatever, $3 towards it. If you want a, expensive drink, and then we mark the ticket, and that's your door prize ticket, a little later in the day. We'd run a 50-50 raffle. We try to do a 50-50. Every week we do a 50-50. So I push it pretty hard. We have a guy, a gentleman, Larry, cousin of mine, walks around selling tickets. And our theory is if we can get half the money from the 50-50 to pay for the band, the bar can support the other half. Otherwise, and it's with everything. Bands went up too. They got to.
They have to.
They have to. Yeah, the price of gas, hopefully it's coming down, but I know a cousin of mine has a lawn care business, and here, $100 more a week for doing lawn for gas,
I know. Yeah. Just mowing your own yard is expensive enough.
So, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mowing everybody else's would be astronomical, I would think.
You guys have to start charging your neighbors.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Randy, always good to see you. Yeah. And we hope people will stop by Summit Ridge.
We've had a lot of good feedback down here, from Moss. And I think the first time we ran into you is one of the first years we had it. That was during COVID. We were at the meat sale over there in Viola, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Over to Viola, and, we were bidding on it, Summit Ridge, and at the end of it, where are you at, So, we're back on the map up there. So,
well, good to see you. We'll let you get back to spraying.
Okay.
Right?
You bet there, Phil. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
Randy Enos, stop by and see him. Have a meet and greet at Summit Ridge between Laval and Mauston. And again, the big car show, first of the year, coming up this Sunday. Eric Knopfsinger from 1 until 5 at the big show and the car show coming up. And look for their website. You've got a nice, on social media, people can pick out their times and find your schedule.
You bet. If you see a poster, I believe I have one out here at Napa here, take a picture of it with your phone. That's your phone's not going to go nowhere. Your poster's going to get thrown away,
Sure.
Throw away. But take a picture of it. You see a poster, take a picture of it so you got it.
Good idea. Yeah. Check out Summit Ridge this summer.
All right.